process. Ooh, my camera's looking good. I see the full screen thing. I'm looking sharp tonight.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/Pokemon Go podcast.
Welcome to Pokemon Go podcast, where we talk about all the stuff that drives you crazy in the world of politics. Or we actually talk about catching Pokemon and playing this game called Pokemon Go. I am the Rock God of Podcasting, Charles McFall. There on a new PC, still somewhat in pieces, as you can see behind me, Joseph Hard.
It really is somewhat in pieces still.
Right? When you get something new like this, it takes forever to get everything in order and get it put together.
Well, and part of the issue is I didn't have all of the proper cables, and so I've ordered more cables, and they were supposed to actually show up today, but Amazon was like, nope. It's like, jerks.
And then, dead to me, coming from the grave in the darkness, as we promised, we're going to start doing some Patreon interviews, unless he screws this one up royally. Terry Wolf.
Hey, everybody. I'll screw it up. Don't worry.
No pressure, but this is make or break time, man. It's like we're taking a chance on patrons coming on, and then, yes, yeah, so don't ruin it for everybody. That's all I'm saying.
Well, hey, you're promising me for what, like 2 years now? So
I don't recall ever promising anything. I remember going to Joe and Ibbett going, hey, we should have Terry Wolf on, and both of them were like, screw that guy.
That's exactly how that went down.
So, you know, Joe, what the hell, man?
I don't know.
Your video died. This is going so... It's not me tonight. I didn't do it. All right. This is Pokemon Go Podcast. That's what we're here to talk about. That's Terry. Joe is back, and I have to fix the cameras. I'll do that as we talk about... Hey, Joe, why don't you go to Discord, get those experiences of the week, and Terry, you tell us just one of the freaking millions of experiences you had this week.
Well, I am on vacation, and today's my birthday. But this week, I took my daughter out 2 different days to go ringing for Rayquazas, and we did probably about 35 to 40 raids, and she still didn't get a shiny.
Oh, no.
No. I did trade her one. I ended up with 3 so far, and I traded the one, and it really tanked down in the IVs.
Wow. You know what? At least it's something, right? It's a consolation prize.
Oh, yeah. We were all shocked. The whole group was like, you should have gotten 1 or 2 by now.
And for the podcast listeners, we're here live. We record on Twitch live. And Tony P. Henderson is rating us with 200 people, man. You're amazing, Tony. He says his PS4 crashed, so he figured he might as well come over here. Well, we appreciate that. We'll take crashes all day long. I mean, Joe's already crashed the show, and I've quickly fixed it. It's okay. That's
all right. I became a square instead of an oval.
You became a square? I think you were born into being a square, Joe, but that's all right. Wow. Did you go to Discord? Because I have Discord open, too. So my experience.
I have Discord open. I can go there.
Go there. Do it.
I got it.
Do it.
It automatically comes up when I turn on my computer. All right. So experiences of the week coming in from Discord are a bunch from Terry, which, you know, he talked a little bit about. But we also have Nicole, who hatched herself a little Pichu with the baseball cap.
Nice.
Yeah, so she's loving that, especially because apparently she normally only hatches Badoos. So she is happy to get something different in her eggs. Also coming in from Terry, he got a response from Niantic support.
What
was that response?
Yeah, I don't know. They know I was going to bug them until they answered, so they gave me a BS answer.
They did the political dance around it, not really giving you an answer kind of thing.
Yeah, basically, watch out for updates. I was asking for more friends on our friends list.
And yeah. They went, Nobody really likes you, Terry. So they're going to, don't worry about it, man.
They basically just said, follow our Twitter and watch for announcements.
Well, there's rumors. There are rumors that that is actually coming.
So, and then also in our Discord from the one, the only Brian Ibbett comes a 100% Rayquaza that he caught this.
Okay, you know, my money had it that when he left the show, he was going to go to away at Bell York and just stop playing. You know, that's that was what my money was on. So good on you, Ibs. 100.
I was going to say, he's playing. Why is he not opening my gifts or sending me any?
Because you're already level 40 and it doesn't matter.
Too. Merrick Prime caught himself a, looks like an 89% shiny Rayquaza.
Nice.
A lot of fun stuff happening in our Discord chat. And if you want to be a part of it, head on over to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
I my experiences this week was a negative 200% Rayquaza. I didn't go fight that fool.
Negative 200%.
I'm not even jumping out there. I honestly, it's been crazy busy. I can't even hardly remember what I've done since the last show. I'm like, crap, it's Thursday already? It's been a week, man. This week.
So there was a community day. Did you participate in community day?
I almost did, but okay, it was hot. He almost
had an experience of the week.
It was. So you know, the song is "Devil Went Down to Georgia." Blah blah. Well, really, he went back to hell because hell was cooler than Georgia. Because Georgia is hot. It is stupid hot. But Saturday night, we did go out. We went out to dinner, and so while I was out and about, I caught like five of whatever it is we were trying to catch in. What was it? Ralts. Yeah, Ralts. And hold on, let me pull it up on the screen for everybody
here. Actually got a shiny out of the five?
Don't ruin the surprise, Joe. Jeezy, crazy, man. Come on, I'm building up to it. Yes, I got a shiny. Females, actually, what I need. I had it backwards. I thought I needed the male. I needed the female. So I got a shiny female Ralts, and now I have the Gardevoir that I did not have. So I got the female middle whatever evolution that I needed to fill out my Pokédex, and I got the Gardevoir, and it's the shiny Gardevoir to fill out my Pokédex. So there's that, and then I got the dead to me Cubone. See, that's all I need to do, Terry. For Terry and Zinzalu to get back in my good grade, I just got to purify them. That's all there is to it. So once I purify them, they'll be good again. By purify, I mean, I just need to wipe out your whole account. And you'll start from zero.
I was going to say, there's not enough Stardust to purify me.
But yeah, thank you for reminding me. So I think I did. I got like five Ralts, but the third one was the shiny Ralts. And that's really all I wanted was the shiny and possibly the one I needed, which both came in the that catch. So, yeah. So I'm good, man. What about you, Joe?
I actually did not get a shiny Ralts this community day. But then again, I was stuck at a dealership for most of community day.
Oh, that's right. You got a Pokevan.
Yeah.
You got a shiny new van.
I did get a shiny new van that my kids have dubbed the Silver Surfer. I did catch a shiny Wingull this week. Did a couple of shadow raids. Got a shadow Magikarp. I was very sad it wasn't a shiny shadow Magikarp because that would look like a wicked Gyarados. And I also got a shiny Latios in my box today, and it's a 14-14-14 Latios.
Nice. So,
not half bad.
So purify him and make it perfect.
Well, he's not shadow.
That's the personal problem, Joe. I'm just saying. I know how you get 15s. You got to purify it. I know this game. I played once or twice. I'm an expert.
Yeah, that's how it works. Whatever you say, Charles.
Oh, well, that's been some interesting experiences there. Now, do you have both evolutions of Ralts?
Yeah. Cool. I evolved one of each during the event. I had enough candy and some decent IV ones.
And I'm guessing I got the exclusive move, but I don't remember what the move was.
Synchronize, which it's an okay move.
That's all I can say.
Like I said, okay, it's not meta-defining by any means or anything like that, so.
It helps if I learn how to spell shiny, doesn't it? Because I was going to go look at it again.
Okay, you just need to start watching Moana with the subtitles. You'll learn how to spell shiny real quick.
That's a great scene. I like it. Yeah, so synchronoise is what it is. Yeah, okay. And confusion. Yeah,
very underwhelming for a Community Day move.
I don't know if I've appraised it. Let me appraise it. Oh, God, look at that. Almost zero attack, almost zero defense. But his HP is third, just into the third node there. So zero stars. But I don't care. Oop, I closed my game. That's not what I meant to do. but it's shiny, and that's what matters. All right, we got a number of headlines to hit tonight. So this game is bringing a bunch of new players back into it, right, with all this different – yeah, go away, Joe. Go, see, we're not actually having guests on. We're interviewing your replacement. So, you know, watch your step, young man. Watch your step. I mean, it's not going to be this joker who can't get a good microphone, but somebody one day will interview and beat you out, Joe. You better be careful.
And here I'm like, this microphone came from the network. He's just going
to
have
me. No, I'm talking about Dead to Me One. Dead to Me Society. We discussed pre-show that we're going to do a t-shirt for me that says Dead to Me Society. It's just going to be me holding up things that don't go with Pokemon at all. And, you know, the Pokemon players all cowering around the desk, just Terry and Zinzlu, because they're dead to me. So, all right. So, a bunch of new players are coming to the game because there's more ads going out. You know, people like us are talking about how the improvements have been great and different things are going on. What are some of the base forms for these top-tier attackers for people to focus their growth on?
Yeah, so these are either catches or eggs, whichever. But these are specific Pokemon that are good for both raids and, to a certain extent, PvP as well. Mostly in raids, to be honest, but it's Machamp, Ghastly, Bagon, Beldum, Kranidos, Swinub, Dratini, Larvitar, Shroomish, Gible, Bidoof, Rhyhorn, Magikarp, Treecko, Magnemite, Sneasel, Murkrow, Eevee, and Makuhita.
Now, it'd have been hilarious, Jess. You got to learn a little bit of timing. You go through the whole list of Eevee and just say, then I'm not going to list them all. You can go look at it. Keep start one short. See? See? I'm working on it. We're getting you there. But these are – actually, these have been – I mean, some of these are somewhat new. That baby shark. I need to get that baby shark. And Bidoof is kind of hard to get, but some of these, I mean, Machop has always been one to work on. Rhyhorn for sure. Eevee, as out of the gate, Eevee's a good one to work on. I remember that was my first raid team was two electrics and one water. And you go, I went to town. So, Fabian, don't start singing. No. Bad Fabian. Bad chat room. So,
baby shark
Joe! So if you're a new player and you're finding our podcast or video, go to PokemonGoPodcast.com. This is episode number 160, and it's in the show notes. There's that link is going to be there, so you can see which ones to focus on. Terry, would you change or add anything to this for new players?
Not really. I think that's pretty good. I have to look at that link here. You're right. No. You're ahead of me on this, so you're faster than I am. New players, add anything to this? No, I think I'll maybe Pikachu so we can get some Shadow Hat.
Some Shadow Hat?
More things we can't transfer mass transfer.
Yeah, they really need an option where you can click and be like, all right, for the next 10 minutes, I want to be able to transfer special Pokemon. Yes, I understand what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, the other thing, I don't know what level you have to be on to get PvP, but as you come up through the game, PvP becomes a fun thing. Sometimes they do special events where you get extra Sinnoh stones or, you know, there's different things that happen. And, of course, if you find people that you meet, you can just battle strangers on the street. I just wrote a song that's horrible, but it'll be a catchy number one hit in Japan or something. Really? No, I'm going to sit here and wait for laughter. That's what the teleprompter says. Wait for laughter. Thank you. There we go. All right, now I can move on. PvP. All right, screw it, Joe. What's this next thing about PvP? I really want to do a show. Nobody cares.
I really want Terry to put his input on this because he's got a lot more PvP experience than either of us do. But these are our specific Pokemon that this person, Alberta... Nope. That's where they're from. Just kidding. Glenn Curio on the Sylph Road has said that beginners that are looking to play in Great League should start working on. So,
there's some of them. I don't know why you need Eevee unless you're doing Umbreon. Honestly,
is Umbreon the go-to for PvP in that family?
Yeah. It's about the only Eevee evolution good right now.
Well, if you look at underneath the graphics, it actually says which evolutions to do. Okay. So under Eevee, it says to evolve it in Umbreon, but the Eevee has to be CP 723 or less, or else when you evolve it, it'll be too high for Great League. And so, like, it lists Aron twice, but if you look below it, one of them is specifically for an Aggron.
So and Lera. Okay.
Yeah, and the other one's for a Laron.
Yeah.
So it's got different evolutions and even different stages, like we just stated here.
Yeah, like, I was looking at the Burmy, which had me actually look up my Burmy, and I only have about half the candies for it. So I haven't evolved either of my Burmies. But yeah, it's specifically saying the female Burmy into Wormadam T, what it looks like. Yep. So yeah, I mean, it's a nice graphic. It helps you understand what's going on. Man, I still got to work on Shieldon, and Burmy. Yeah. I think I got my Krogunk already evolved. I'll have to check that in a minute. But most of these are good. I've done them. All right.
The only thing I say about this list is a lot of the starters. I would be looking to trade for somebody who's done the community day with the community day move. So you can get like Bulbasaur and Meganium. You want Frenzy Plant. You don't want Solar Beam. It's rough. There's better grass types to use if you're not going to get Frenzy Plant.
Yep, I 100% agree with that. Yeah, the community day moves, especially on the starters, are very much PvP moves. They work with the raids too. But, well, yeah, there's a handful that are not, but...
Yeah. I would also be focused, not necessarily on the CP, but the IVs of the Pokemon. You're really looking at a zero attack. You're looking at 15 on hit points, and then either 15 or 14 on your stamina.
Yeah, and that's the reason behind that is because the CP algorithm is biased on the attack IVs. And so if you have it lower, you can actually level Pokemon up higher in general.
But isn't that the reason there?
Correct. Your Pokemon actually becomes stronger over level than the based off of IVs anyway. IVs really was there only an 8% difference between a 0 and 100% Pokemon. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And so getting that little bump in level and getting you closer to the cap for the different leagues is more important than IVs.
Correct. Unless you're doing Sableye or Medichamp, which actually max out at level 40 under for like 1500 for the Great League, then you want 100%.
Yep, that is correct.
So you're talking about playing a game, so I just had to tune out for a minute. So I don't actually play the game. I just do a show about it. Yeah. So you're giving real advice. We don't give real advice on the show. What's wrong with you guys?
I gotta give some meat and bones to it.
We'll see. Let's see. All right, I'm going to turn that down for a second because it's double playing for some reason. I don't know why. But we've got let's jump down to this infographic because it does the weekly update. It's still playing. Jeezy, crazy. All right, it stopped playing. So for the podcast, in case you're new to the show, you don't know what it is. If you watch live on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast, there's a soundboard that you throw a few bits our way, help support the show, and you can play some things on the show. And I've got them all down to 50%, but that one went a little weird on us. I don't know why. But there's this infographic that, will be from August 5th to the 12th. So the week that we're in right now, and holy crap, I got to click three links to get to it, but it's here. There it is.
Yeah, and this is from Wonderful One again. He's doing a great job of making these infographics each week. We currently have the gift event, which we will talk about in more detail. That's going to last until the 19th. We also are in the middle of Yokohama Go Fest, which includes Shiny Poliwhirl as part of that. And you'll hopefully have noticed that different Pikachu hats have been popping up each day. It will shift through all seven that we have received so far this week. We also, once Yokohama is over, we will get the Blanche Stardust rewards. So basically everything that includes Stardust is going to be increased. So three times catch Stardust, three times hatch Stardust, star pieces will last longer, and you'll get 3,000 Stardust per raid. And
this makes me happy.
Yeah,
I'm very happy. Stardust.
Yeah, because you're so close to 40, Terry. You're gonna get there with this event. I promise you, man. You're right there. Yeah,
this is Stardust, not XP. Stardust is that's the most used thing in this game.
I love how you took a deep sniffing breath, like you're not addicted to it. When you talk about it.
Yeah, I need that. Yeah, excuse me. Stardust.
Now, Joe, where is your Stardust? What level is your Stardust?
What level? I spent a whole bunch maxing out of Rayquaza today, but I'm sitting at 500,000.
I'm at 1.7 million.
3,000.
Terry. Wow. Well, let's get it. People can look at this, but let's look at the Yokohama Go Fest. So that's going on the 6th to 12th of August. So it's right now. So we've got. Well, I guess we're going to jump to the shinies. We'll talk about the shinies here in a few minutes that are out there. But we've got a hat a day Pikachu event.
Yep. You don't have to catch them. Just saying.
I thought the dictate, the charge of this game, if you will, was you have to catch them all. It's in the title, Joe. You got to catch them all.
I purposely don't catch them, but my plus does.
Yeah, I don't think I've even accidentally caught any right now that look like. So I got a bunch of I caught more Ralts than I thought. Apparently, as I'm scrolling through my list. Not a ton, though. I mean, not like actually participating in Community Day, but that's let's just call it 15. But all right. So is there anything jumping out at you, Joe, other than a Community Day coming up in September?
There is some incorrect information on this.
Okay, hit it.
So everybody, and we actually stated this last week on air, so it's a good thing to correct anyway. Everyone has been assuming that Community Day come September was going to jump back to 3 to 6, and they've been assuming that because that's what Niantic said. However, that is not what has been announced. Apparently Community Day is jumping all the way now. It used to be at this time frame, but it's jumping back to 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so
that's interesting.
Personally, I don't really like that time frame, but I'm sure it works better for other people, and you know, this game doesn't revolve around me. So
But that's interesting. I mean, that's really kind of early. But I mean, it's still going to be hot out, so going earlier in the day is a little better, I'm thinking.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, Terry is up in Chicago, so he doesn't care. It's not hot at all there. It's just the wind.
I'm third shifter. I was liking the later hours. I could go home, sleep, and actually get up and do this. This is going to be like going to community day at 1 a.m. for me.
Which would be perfect for me. I would do a 1 a.m. community day. You would get me to participate if you did it at 1 a.m., Niantic. I'm just saying.
And the police would wonder why the parks are getting swarmed in the middle of the night.
What time does that mean you get off at like 7 a.m., Terry, give or take?
Actually, I worked about 9:30, so I tend to go home and sleep first.
Yeah, no, I get that. So it's definitely going to be, man, if Niantic is just trolling Terry Wolf and making him the filthy casual, I am a lifelong here. I'll put $20 into the game right now, Niantic. If you're doing this just to troll Terry, so Terry fell asleep. He didn't get to go. He's a filthy casual now. Here, shut up and take my money, Niantic. We'll do that.
Oh, Red Bull, I can get through anything.
Well, since we're talking about community today,
Red Bull's your evolutionary stone. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Since we are talking about Community Day, now they did just announce what Community Day was going to be and all that. But here's a suggestion. I'm assuming, it looks like it came from the Silph Road, that if you use incense on Community Day, it should only attract Community Day Pokemon.
Yeah. I think that would be awesome, personally. But
or Niantic could spell Community Day specialized incense and make more money that way.
That's true too. Or even if it was a higher percentage of Community Day Pokemon versus whatever the current habitat you're in happens to be.
I tend to notice a higher amount from it. I'm always running incense during it, so.
When I do Community Day, which I will probably do the next one, even though I don't really care about the Pokemon, right this second, if you ask me what the Pokemon was, I don't remember, but I did read the article, and I went, I've got all the evolutions. You know what? Let me see if I can get a shiny. That's really what I'll go out do is hunt a shiny down, and that'll be the end of it for me. But where I do play, it's got a dozen Pokestops all within a block, two-block radius. Not even radius. It's just a rectangle. You know, ask Nicole. It's all about the rectangles. But it's a two-block rectangle. And everybody's already incensed them up, lured them up, rather. And so there's really no point even doing incense unless you just want to burn one. You know.
Now, I'm going to put a PSA out there. Since this is a grass type coming up, still don't use your mossy lure. Please use regular lures. Yeah.
So if somebody, let me ask you this, Terry, because I'm still a little vague on how that stuff works, because I don't have them. I don't have those lures, and I wouldn't use it because it's a special thing, and I've already got yelled at about trying to raid on Community Day, but whatever. But if somebody used a mossy lure, what might I get if I came across one?
Oh, I'd have to look up the pool, but there's a select pool of Pokemon that come from that.
But they're special ones. Like there's a special Eevee.
That you can evolve specific Pokemon when you're near those lures, but those lures also spawn specific Pokemon. They have a narrower pool of Pokemon that they can spawn. And the problem with using those lures on Community Day is that they won't, in general, unless that Pokemon is one of their subset, they will not spawn the Community Day Pokemon. And so you want to use a normal lure because those will spawn the Community Day Pokemon.
Yeah, I gotcha. What I'm reading into this is if I come across, I need to research ahead of time of who to evolve underneath this lure. So if somebody does use it, I'm like, hey, I'm going to take an extra minute to stand here and take advantage of somebody else's lure and let me do some evolutions to get stuff I need. So I'll look into that. I'll try to bring it back next week to the table. To help other filthy casuals out. So,
I know there's a graphic out there for that. I know, like, the Mossy Lure, the grassed one, you can evolve Eevee into Leafeon, the iced one. You can get Glaceon.
I got Glaceon in Chicago. Somebody did a lure, and I was able to get under that and evolve my Eevee there. So that worked.
Yeah. I can't remember them all because I did them and forgot because I don't use them anymore.
Sure. That makes sense. I get that. It turns out it's Turtwig. I did forget it. It is Turtwig that is on Community Day. Is that all they've announced? Because the link we have is to the Cerebinet Twitter. But did they? I thought in the game they actually had put out the article about what all is coming with it.
Stardust.
Yeah, Stardust is what's coming. I'm not sure if they've posted it. I haven't checked the Pokemon Go Live website to see if they've posted anything. But, yes. I mean, Cerebee gives us everything that they would give us at this point anyway, which is the 3x catcher Stardust. And then we don't know the special move, which we don't usually know that until maybe about 4 or 5 days ahead of time. Cerebee announced that the community day is going to run 11-2, like we stated earlier.
Well, I'm in the game right now, and they're saying all that stuff, 11-2. Of course, it's Turtwig. Learn modules do 3 hours, which has been standard now for community day for a while. You'll get the shiny Turtwig, and Grodle will get that, what you said will be special move. And you'll get up to 1 hour afterwards to obtain a Torterra that knows a special move.
Yep, and that's pretty standard nowadays as well.
Yeah,
probably going to be Frenzy Plant, unless they give it some type of ground attack.
And I'm okay with that.
We haven't seen anything, a community day ground attack yet, so it'd be interesting. And not for community day.
Yeah, ancient power was rock.
Rock. There is a earth power, but I would like to see something besides earth power.
Firepower!
Yeah, we got earth power, and I can't remember what Pokemon, a couple of them.
Should we talk about the shiny forms that are out and about?
We should. Like? We should talk about the shiny forms.
So since we're talking about Turtwig, we can talk about his shiny form that's going to pop up. So normally Turtwig is green, as most grass type Pokemon are, but his shiny form is a it's like a
turquoise.
Turquoise is a good
puce.
At least it's not a dying leaf of color.
I kind of wish that turquoise color went all the way to Torterra instead of stopping at Groval.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it kind of stopped.
Honestly, it just looks like Turtwig and Groval are seasick. It looks like they're about to throw up.
Yeah, it's a pale turquoise.
Yeah, especially when you go to Groval because it has that light,
that green,
that real green on his face. Yeah. That's not that dark forest green. It's like don't spin that ball and throw it again, please. Oh. No.
Yeah, sorry, it's Grottle, not Grovyle. Thank Grottle. You, Nicole.
See, Austrians for the win.
And I've said it before, I'm horrible with the middle evolution. I always forget their names. So
just like your middle child. What's his name? Yeah, nobody knows either.
I knew it wrong, but I didn't know the right answer anyway.
Because you don't use it, you don't care. What about the Poliwag family?
Oh, that Politoed, that cotton candy.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
That Politoed looks like something you win at the state fair. That's what it looks like.
But I like the green Poliwrath as well.
Yeah, the green Poliwrath is good. But the other two is like, let's just put an Instagram filter on them and make them just a lighter, paler blue. Why?
Put a dog nose and ears or something on them.
You don't even like bloodshot their eyes or something. I mean, you got a whole swirl you can play with.
You could bloodshot their eyes there.
Why is it not like a pink swirl or something in the middle? Something. But All I need is that little star shining to do the screen, you know, when you open them up and they do that. That's all I need. I don't have to recognize the color because this is just going to be evolved to Politoed. And then if I get another one, I'll evolve to Poliwag. But yeah.
Poliwag, Poliwhirl, Poliwrath, Politoed.
Poly, you know what? I'm going to call them Greeny and Bluey. And that's what I'm going to do. And now the Bonsleys, you know, Bonsley can start the Angels with this kind of color. I dig it, man.
Yeah, Bonsley and Sudowoodo, they're part of the egg hatching event that's currently going on, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. But
and it sucks. Yeah. I did get a Bonsley out of an egg a little while back. I was like, woo, a baby I don't have. Now it's like, oh, crap, I got to get another one. Now hopefully shiny. Because they're not in the wild, right? They're just in eggs?
Correct. Bonsley is just in eggs, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a sick green pseudo. Bonsley's okay because it's got the bright purple berries. And pseudo does change. I guess those are supposed to be leaves. I don't know. Berries, fingers. But they're red instead of green. But he goes to a puke green color himself, doesn't he?
Their go-to color.
It is. It's like, what? I don't do graphics. This is where we need Ibit. It'd be like, Control Shift F. All right, that color. You know, it's just like an automatic color. I'll do a quick keystroke. Okay. Here we go, Yanma. Now, Yanma. All right, now. Yanma. I was about to say, oh, look, he's green. Oh, no. He's not just green in the face. He's a darker green in the face, but he's blue bodied. And then his evolution is totally different. It's a darker blue versus the green of the regular evolution. And a darker pink, like a bloodshot pink in all his other colorations versus the red or lighter pink of the standard.
Yep.
So far, I'm liking that one the most.
Which and that one is going to be part of the Safari Zone Montreal event, which is, we'll talk about that in just a little bit as well.
Yeah, we're
gonna Niantic's hitting us with news a lot lately.
Hey, it's better than what it used to be, which was nothing. So,
oh, yeah.
So, those are it. Out of those, Joe, what's your favorite?
Probably the Politoed. I'm digging the Politoed.
Yeah. It's hard to argue with that one. That one's pretty tight.
All right. So, which of these events do we want to talk about first?
Montreal. Let's talk about Canarnia.
Canarnia. So Safari Zone Montreal is happening this September. So a little over, about 6 weeks really, from September 20th to the 22nd in, what is that? Parc Jean Drapeau.
Parc Jean Drapeau.
And so it'll be transformed into a speedy Pokemon Wonderland. Oh, man, I really wish I could get up there because Tropius is going to be spawning.
Who's that metal bee? That's what I want.
You should theoretically have one.
That? I'm not seeing anything that looks like that in the game. It looks like a Transformer bee.
Yeah, Ninjask.
Is that? I don't think I have Ninjask.
You might not have evolved your Nikata.
I've got Ninja Go Fetch. You know, I've got not ask. You know, that's an old 90s search engine reference. People, look it up. I have to look. I don't think I have Ninjask. Okay, cool. You know what? I think old Barry needs to take his old pal Charles to Montreal because it's for the good of the show, Barry. It's for the good of the show.
And Barry, when you're driving past this way, just pick me up too while you're gone.
So
shotgun.
The Pokemon that are shown, we've talked about Tropius and Ninjask, but it also shows Yanma, Ponyta, Unknown, of course, and Flygon. So,
ooh, Flygon.
Yeah, see Flygon and Tropius. Both of those, I really, really need. I mean, when is this September, dude? It's literally my birthday weekend. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I think I already have plans for that weekend. But that's cool, man. It's so, what hurts is so close. Right? It's not like, oh, well, it's over in Yokohama, Japan, which is a huge flight. It's like, no, it's I mean, especially for you, Terry, it's like, it's right there. It's just right there. How far?
I need some more trophies. I finally got a trade. It was one under 1,500 CP. All right,
I'm just muting you. You used the word more trophies. You don't even get to talk on this show anymore. That's no, man. That's hot. He's still talking.
it went lucky at me, though.
Because most of us don't have any. Use the word more. I'm not happy with that. What's the other event here, Joe? What am I missing?
There's the gift event that's currently going on. And we'll be active until the 19th. And so all of the eggs that you get from gifts, instead of being 7K eggs, are now 2K eggs. It's still the same. Well, look, it's basically the same egg pool, but now it only takes the 2K. In addition, they have increased the number of gifts that you can open to 30, and they've increased the number of gifts you can carry in your inventory to 20, which I think they should make that permanent.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Being able to hold 20 gifts and spend 20 at one time, it's a great.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a life change. I'm hoping this is going to be something they're looking at for permanent change, honestly.
That would be cool. I'm with you guys. That would be really cool. Sundays, your weekends are my day that I typically fill up and with gifts because I'm sitting there at my Sunday gig and spending every 5 minutes. And so I'll get 10, and I make sure to try to send them out because I'm there for 3 hours. So I'll get 10 pretty fast. I try to send them out to get 10 more, and then those 10 more will work its way through the week. And I'll get one or two here or there as I spend during the week. But being able to hold more would help. I just still feel bad. I'm trying, Joe. If you're watching the stream, you know that's what I'm doing right now is I'm opening gifts and not sending stuff back like a selfish little poop head.
Just do it.
I am, but it's weird. It's like, no, I should give you something in return.
Just go full Shia LaBeouf.
Today! You said yesterday.
Do it!
Yeah. So
the best thing I have to say about the 20 gifts is, when you have to do 10 and you're sending out, I like to send a lot of gifts. So you send out 10, then you got to scroll back once you get 10 more to where you left off, then do it again and again and again. When at least 20, you're not always Xing out and then trying to find where you left off. And, you know,
okay, you're way too. Charles
has 190 friends or not, but he understands what that's like.
Yeah. I don't even care. I mean, I thought I was feeling bad. You actually put work into it. I'm like, no, I've nicknamed a few of you. I'm just going to go top down. And there's one or two that I remember that, you know, because there's one or two friends that don't have a lot of people they play with. So I'm like their main source for trading, or not trading, gifting. And so I'll try to remember to save one for them and send it that way. And somebody like Chris Wisdom, who's on the network, who plays with his kid, you know, I'll try to put them for other than that's the most thought I go into. I was like, sit open. And I just kind of send them as I can. You know, Terry, I don't know how many gifts I've sent you, but it's not nearly as many as I've opened from you. That's for sure. So, all right. We'll do Team Rocket last because there's a PSA for parents with young trainers. The trainer account now will be able to opt in for social features, which is something we called for, Joe, right, for a while back.
Yep.
So that's really cool. Go ahead, hit us with what all they can do.
So, yeah, all of these social features, trading, gifting, trainer battles, all of that has been locked to anyone that has a child account. And so this will allow parents to allow their kids to activate these features, which will be very nice because a lot of people have been asking to allow their kids to do that because that's a pretty significant part of the game now. So
Yeah.
Yep.
It helps socialize the kids. They need to know how to make friends and stuff, man. They need to train.
No, they just need to fight.
Oh, they just need to crush their enemies. You know, you're not wrong, Joe. You do need to teach kids to crush their enemies when they're young. So
I traded my daughter that way.
You're like, oh, you didn't get a Rayquaza? Oh, it's because you're just not good enough. You better earn my love. You better get that Rayquaza. All right. I'm going to just tell you you're adopted.
Oh, man.
So all the kids listening right now, just ask your parents why you're adopted. See how they squirm. There you go. All right. So the last one. Nice segue here, right? Because I'm being a bit of a Team Rocket guy right there. How you beat Team Rocket? Well, in this case, you just hit stop on the podcast. But in the game, you take in these different fighting types. These different types of Pokemon. Although I'll say I have yet to encounter... I've only done three, maybe four battles. So it's not like I've done a lot. But I've yet to encounter a difficult battle with Team Rocket.
Well, then you haven't run into...
I've not done triple Snorlax, that's for sure.
Yeah, the most I've done is double Snorlax, and I've been able to beat both of those that I ran up against. But basically, the too long didn't read version of this infographic is take double stone Tyranitar, because he's going to win it for you most of the time.
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, he's in five of these. That's the majority for sure.
Yep. And I've been having a lot of luck with Rayquaza, even though on this it only suggests up against the grass type Pokemon. But my Rayquaza has been doing some serious work against Team Rocket. So what's your go-to team, Terry?
Go-to team... I have a few. The SmackDown Tyranitars is one. I have a team where I use a Dialga and a Giratina, and then a Mewtwo in there. I did learn something on Snorlax, though. There's a switching out trick that's out there now.
Okay.
So when you get multiple Snorlaxes, you can bring in your Machamp teams. And before the first Machamp charges up its power, its first attack, you switch out to your second one, which pauses the Snorlax from attacking you. You finish that one off with the first one and bring in the one that you were using first, where it's already got the charge move ready, and that when you're switched to that one, it pauses the attack again on the Snorlax. And that's how people have been able to defeat this. I was trying to figure out since these came out, how people are beating with Machamps, and this is how what they're using is this switching technique that pauses everything.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nicole. Take all your Alolan Raticates, right?
Yeah, you got the Dustin Max one out of level 40.
Now, I did not realize... I did not realize that... they actually said something. I mean, they pop up. I'm like, yeah, let's just get to the battle. I haven't even read the screen, but apparently they actually say something to you that this graphic will tell you what that line means, and so you know who to bring into the battle. Because my go-to team is whatever possibly goes, hey, this is the suggested team. I'm like, okay, take it.
Yeah, so I win, Terry.
Who cares?
The phrase they say will only indicate what the last Pokemon in their lineup the type is.
Okay. But that's the one you're catching ultimately, right?
No.
Yeah, it's random.
Is it?
You have a higher chance of catching the very first Pokemon and the second one. I have not heard of anybody catching the third one, but I believe it's possible. It must be a lower percent.
In my experience, it's been evolutions for the most part. That go together. Yeah. So, it's been, I thought that was normal, but it was like, I've got, who did I just get from all that? Cubone. So, yeah, I fought two Cubones and then the Kuitar, whatever it is, Marowak. Marowak, I got it. Marowak. I got there. Took me a second. Marowak. And then I don't remember what my first one was, but whatever it was the three evolutions of that one. So it was the bottom, then second evolution. So I just thought that's how it went until I heard that there was a triple Snorlax, which, of course, Snorlax didn't have evolutions anyway. So you're saying it's kind of random is what you catch.
Yeah, I think the more common is the first one you fight. And that's what I've seen. I've done 192 of these already.
So just a handful.
Yeah.
Just a handful.
Yeah. Oh.
Trying to get that gold medal at 1,000.
So that's going to be it for the headlines. We've got a few more things to touch on real quick here before we get out of here. But real quick, Terry, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Say, would you like fries with that?
Yeah, I'll take fries with that.
Now, you sound like I love that you're coming from your job at the drive-thru to talk to us tonight. It just sounds so awesome. I'm just saying, I've been holding that all night. But why?
That'd be 10:50. Pull out of the next window.
It sounds just like it. It totally does.
I can't wait to hear this.
I'm only here for the Pokemon toys. That's all I care about.
We're out. I'm sorry. Sorry. Move on.
No. Say our ice cream machine is down.
Our ice cream machine's down.
That's like every freaking fast food place right here. But otherwise than that, what is it you get out of being a patron of this show?
I don't know because I'm dead to you.
Okay, Joe, you ask you.
The Discord is amazing place. I can share my experiences of the week and discuss the news and just hang out with everybody that's there. I love this community. I'm all over the place, so I like popping in and checking in and seeing what's going on with everybody.
And there you go. If you'd like to be a patron, patreon.com/ Pokemon Go podcast. And if you'd like to support the Twitch stream right here on twitch.tv/ Pokemon Go podcast, you can use those subs. If you got Amazon Prime, Twitch Prime, it's free. Just throw those sub tokens our way. Otherwise, we've got bits and fun things you can do, and we really would appreciate it. And the biggest thing you do is tell your friends to listen to the show because we'd love to have you come and join us. All right, Joe.
You can come see us live at DragonCon at the end of the month.
Yeah, we'll hit that up a little bit harder here at the end of the show for sure, because we're running short on time, which would be, what time is it?
It is time for random trivia. And this week I wanted to talk about Turtwig, Grottle, and Toterra. Turtwig is the tiny leaf Pokemon, while Grottle is the grove Pokemon, and Toterra is the continent Pokemon. So
that's why he's got mountains and trees on him. I get it.
Yeah. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but I can just talk about it now. His style is based on the Japanese, it's Japanese myth about the black tortoise that carries worlds on its back. And so that's why it is the continent Pokemon, because it's carrying the world, or at least an island, on its back. Yeah. It always makes me think of the lion turtles in Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I love them in Detective Pikachu.
Oh, see, I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet either.
I think my wife bought it this week, so I'll have to watch it this weekend.
Check it out. It's good. It's good.
I was going to rent it this past weekend, and it wasn't available to rent on digital, only to buy it. I was like, So, yeah, I didn't get to see it. I had to watch. I don't remember what I had to watch. It matter. What else? Tell us more about it. We got Alita? Sidetracked.
Battle Angel.
We didn't get that one either. I'll tell you a story later.
Failure. Anyway, so Turtwig, its Pokedex entry talks about how it's made from soil and the shell on its back hardens when it drinks water. And it loves to live right near lakes, you know, kind of like a turtle, because, you know, it is a turtle, basically.
It's absolutely a turtle. Torterra. It's probably a mixture of tortoise and Terra, which is Earth. Oh, did I nail it without even looking at it?
Sure did.
Yeah.
So what's Turtwig? You better know that one, too.
So it's a turtle and, a baby tree twig, because it's a baby. It's a baby.
And what about Grottle?
Well, yeah, that's a medical term for a piece. No. a grove and a turtle.
And turtle.
Yep. All right, yeah. I've learned this game after 3 years. I can figure it out, mostly.
Yeah, some of them.
Someone's survived to me.
Yeah, no one wants to explain Mr. Mime. Grotal's Pokedex entry talks about how it also lives near water in forests, but in the daytime, it leaves the forest to sunbathe. So, you know, like a turtle does.
Yeah, okay.
And So, and then Torterra, we already talked about it being based off of the Black Tortoise. But its Pokedex entry talks about how small Pokemon sometimes gather up on top of its unmoving back and builds nests. So, you know, other Pokemon, it's so big that other Pokemon live on top of it. Turtwig and Grodel are grass type, but Torterra is grass ground, probably a nod to the Terra in its name, just like you were saying, which is talking about the earth itself. But yeah, this will be a lot of fun grabbing the shiny forms on the 15th, and it'll be a lot of fun. 15th of September, I should specify, since we are still in August.
Yeah, it's not even the 15th of August yet, so that's a good call out there.
Yeah, so Torterra is actually the heaviest final form of any starting Pokemon, weighing in at 683 pounds. So he's a big boy.
He is a big boy. Oh, is that the end of it? That's I thought you were going to give us the rest of it. Okay. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, there you go. I got something. I do have something to do here real quick. But before I go, before we do this, anything you want to throw out there, Terry, or anything else, Joe, that you want to – you always ask, is there anything we want to put out there before we move on?
Just grind that Stardust next week. You need it. It's very important. And use those star pieces. They're hour long. They're still worth it right now.
Nice. Now, you can't use multiple
we're going to have pieces. To take a poll. Go ahead and send in your emails. How many star pieces will Charles use during that event?
If I remember the event happens, how many star pieces do I have? I've got 13.
All right.
So the max I could use is 3 because they're an hour long.
No, this isn't a community day. This is a week-long event.
Oh, yeah, ain't going to happen. I won't use any. I'll forget it's going on. So, all right. Well, this Joseph, is, I don't know. I'm going to say it's for you, but I'm just assuming. Here we go.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Charles. It is awesome to be able to know that I can have my voice be heard on your podcast. Your podcast is hilarious, and, you know, I just started listening to it on episode 159.
Oh, wow!
So I never got to listen to Brian yet. But, you know, from what I've heard so far, the podcast is hilarious, and, I look forward to future episodes of yours. And, you know, you made me want to start playing the game again, because I did stop for a good bit. But, you know, I feel like getting back into it, because you guys just make it 10 times hilarious to hear what Pokemon is introduced and what you can do with it. So, it's nice to talk to you guys, and hopefully I get to do this again. See you guys later. Bye.
And that was from Nicholas. So, thanks for that, Nicholas.
Awesome. Yeah. Look at that. Listen to one episode and already calling in.
Yeah, how many times have you called in, Terry? Oh, I think this is your first? Okay.
No,
I have several voice messages.
Yeah.
I can speak pipe day.
It's still a speak pipe, and you're dead to me, so I delete them anyway. I don't play them. So, but thank you, Nicholas, for calling a speak pipe. Just like Nicholas, if you want to get your voice on the show, you can hit us up over at PokemonGoPodcast.com. There's a nice little speak pipe tab on the right-hand side of the screen. Click it with any device that will touch the internet and has a microphone so you can record on. You got up to 90 seconds. Get it done. Send it to us. And actually, it automatically submits. All you got to do is finish it. Say, yep, I like that one. And we'll get it and we'll play it on the show. You can email us show@PokemonGoPodcast.com for us to read your emails in case you don't like to have your voice played. And anything you send to us, if you say you prefer. Well, I check the voicemails right before the show. So I'm not going to hear you say, don't play this on the show if you say it, because we're going to be playing it on the show when we hear it. So there's that. But if you don't want it read on the show, you can go ahead and send us an email and we'll discuss whatever the question is or the comment without calling you out or reading your email. that works too. Reddit.com/PokemonGoPodcast, Facebook.com/PokemonGoPodcast, Twitter@PokemonGoPod, Twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, even though our banner says 7:30, but we're working on that. That's been a recent change as well. We record the live podcast here, so you can come check us out. You can also watch the videos over on YouTube.com. And hey, you know what? Do us a solid. Follow that page at YouTube. We need, I think, 100 subscribers to get /PokemonGoPodcast, and we're just not there yet. So go over to YouTube. If you have a Gmail account, even if you don't watch YouTube, go over there, hit that subscribe button for us. It's that way we can get our name officially put up there, and we really would appreciate you a long time. We might actually ride on your shoulder if you meet us at Dragon Con. I'm going to finish up the rest of this list here in a minute. Joe, what are we doing at Dragon Con, and when is it?
Yeah, so Dragon Con is at the end of the month on Labor Day weekend, and on that Saturday, I believe at 1 p.m., in the basement of the Hilton, we are doing a PvP tournament. I can't remember whether we settled on 16 or 32 participants, but I think
16 is probably more manageable time-wise.
Yeah, so we've only got an hour in there. But we definitely welcome people to come and do free play. We're going to have Tristan from Botched free play battling people and displaying it up on the TV that we've gotten there.
Yeah, he's our celebrity player, and you'll get to fight against him.
And we will have prizes for the top three players. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And I actually did just get the prizes ordered tonight, so we're solid there. And they're not going to necessarily tell you what they are, but there's some cool stuff. There's some cool stuff, and it goes right along with the game. And so if you're at Dragon Con, yeah, come play and sign up. And great league is what we're going to be doing.
Yep.
But it's, if we can make it official, I'm not opposed to it. I don't have the time to look into it. So, Joe, if you wanted to, but I don't know how and what time frame.
To make it Silph Road official?
Yeah.
We'd have to actually play by the Silph Road rules. But I think just keeping it to Great League would make it more accessible to those that want to join. Because
it's really just about having fun and getting, and the prizes are secondary. It's really just about kind of coming out and having fun, and so we're going to do that. Terry, where can they find you on the web, sir?
On Twitter at qwiz.com, and that's about it. That is all the podcast Discord. I've kind of gone social media dark more, spending time in all the Discords. Or out in Woodstock, Illinois, to come out and play with me if you're out here. I'm always willing to have more players out. Yep.
When you can get away from your fast food job, we understand.
Yeah, you know, this drive-thru sucked.
Now, if you'd like to also support the show beyond the other things we said earlier, we've got merchandise. There's a special Dragon Con shirt. The shirt that Terry's wearing on the video right now on Twitch and YouTube, you can't get that anymore. It's a
legacy
shirt. It's a legacy shirt. Yeah, it is the first Evolution shirt is what that is. And so Terry's got that, but we've got other shirts out there. But you can go to tiny.cc/GSU. That's GSU, which is our network that we're on. GiantSizeTeamUp.com is the network that we're on. So that is the store, is tiny.cc/GSU. And you can get the Valor, the Mystic, and the Instinct shirts there. And there's a special GSTU. I'm a full supporter of the GSTU shirt. That is Dragon Con specific. That will only be up for the next month and a half. That if you're coming to Dragon Con, I suggest you get it because it's pretty cool. Or stickers. You get stickers too, and stickers are awesome. Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me at Joseph_Ard on Twitch.
And you can find me. You're not on Twitch yet, are you?
I do have a Twitch. It's Assorted Geekdom, but I haven't started streaming on it yet.
Which is the whole point of setting up this computer that you're sitting at tonight. So
yes.
I get that. So you can find him on Twitter at Joseph_Ard. And you can find me at Rock Got a Pod on Twitter, Rock Got a Podcasting, everywhere else. If you just put me into Google, you'll find a whole bunch of the stuff I do. I do podcasts and streams and everything else across the board, including in 20 minutes, I'm going to be on FDH Beyond on Twitch.tv. TV. If you want to tune in for that, you can come watch me play Marvel Strike Force with Kurt Booten, and we've got a guest on tonight as well. And next week is next week's the 15th. What happens next week, Joe?
I don't know what happens next week.
Garrett Wang is going to be on the show with us.
That's right,
because he's a huge fan of Pokemon Go, and as some of you might know him as Ensign Cho from Star Trek Voyager. Ensign who?
Harry Kim, right?
Kim, there it is. See, I know his real name. I don't know his character name. It's been forever since I watched Voyager, and that's going to be my thing, my excuse. And so. But yeah, he's a director of Trek Track, and he and I usually hang out together at these directors meetings, and he's a huge Pokemon Go fan, so we're going to have him on next week to talk about that and talk about a little bit of lead up to Dragon Con, and then after that, we're going to be at Dragon Con, man. And so we won't have we'll talk about it next week again, but we won't have a live show leading into Dragon Con. It's going to be a posted show from the tournament that we play at Dragon Con. So there's that. And Nicole is going to be there. I don't know if she'll be at the tournament, Joe, but if she is, maybe she can be one of our celebrity players as well. And so there'll be two celebrities playing. I don't know. We'll see. But I know she's going to be here for the con. It's going to be awesome. So until next week, tune in to hear.
And Barry's going to show up, well, not for the con, but he'll be there on Monday.
I totally forgot he's coming on Monday. Oh, Barry and Bobby are going to be here for the cookout. That is right. Ah, so good. Well, until then, tune in to hear Jose.
So tonight, my kids were talking about turtles, and apparently my son thinks that a little box turtle can eat people because our neighbor told him. So beware the turtwigs. Beware the turtwigs.